How do you find dinosaur bones? And, you know, what do you do when you find them? And how do you study dinosaurs? And why do dinosaurs look so weird? And are birds really dinosaurs? I set out to answer these most popular questions in a single book.
Dinosaur Train!
I am Dr. Scott, the paleontologist, host of Dinosaur Train, and somebody who is really enthusiastic about dinosaurs and getting kids out into nature.
Scott Sampson, better known as Dr. Scott, is a household name to many, especially those with young children. Utah resident Ted and his son Miles are fans of the PBS series Dinosaur Train and were really excited to read Dr. Scott's new book, You Can Be a Paleontologist.
I don't think any pteranodon has ever flown this high up before. Have you, Dad?
What kind of dinosaur is this, bud? Look at this guy. Do you remember
what T-Rex!
Yeah, how do you know it's a T-Rex?
Because he has sharp teeth.
Yeah? And how many fingers does he have on his front hand?
Two.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, huh? What, do you know what this one's called?
No.
I didn't know until I just saw this cool book. It says Cosmoceratops.
What is this one called?
It's an Inosaurus.
I wrote You Can Be a Paleontologist not to get the next generation of paleontologists out there, rather to get kids excited about science and nature. And dinosaurs are often a first foray for kids into science.
Should we see what's happening on the next page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Raptors!
Yeah.
Is this a raptor?
No, that's a bird. It looks like that's called a cassowary.
Cassowary?
Oh, wait. Triceratops. He eats plants. What does that mean? Yeah. And a Tyrannosaurus? What is he?
Carnivore?
Yeah. That's
great.
And sharks? Yeah, sharks are carnivores too, huh?
I hear from parents all the time that they don't really have any books out there that tell them what a paleontologist does. And so I wrote this book so that a real paleontologist could give them a sense of what it was like to do this kind of science.
A love for science and nature was instilled in Dr. Scott by his mother. He fondly remembers much of his childhood spent outdoors.
As I grew up, I saw the fact that kids were losing interest in nature and they weren't spending time outside.
The average child today spends 7 hours a day on screens and about 7 minutes a day playing outdoors, according to Dr. Scott's previous book, How to Raise a Wild Child.
So there's been this indoor migration over the past generation, which is now threatening the health of kids, both their physical health and their mental health. And so I use dinosaurs as this vehicle to help get kids excited about science. And I often emphasize the fact that they're not gone, that all birds are dinosaurs, so they can go out and see them today.
Dr. Scott has named 15 dinosaurs so far. He's unearthed thousands of fossils and says Utah's Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument now offers one of the best glimpses into the world of dinosaurs on the planet. While the job of finding and digging up these fossils sounds downright give-up worthy at times, the exhilaration of the potential reward is what keeps scientists like Dr. Scott going.
I love digging in the dirt with just a pick and brush, finding fossils.
There's that moment when you're out there and you discover something, a fossil that no human has seen before. You know, it's like finding, you know, a Picasso painting that's been buried for millions of years. And you can imagine the emotions that come up in you. That's what keeps you going out there in the hot sun and for, you know, day after day.
Dr. Scott emphasizes that no matter what kind of science kids are interested in, there's so much more to be discovered and many more exhilarating moments to be had.
We've just begun to really delve into the world of dinosaurs. There's been more new kinds of dinosaurs discovered and named in the past 25 years than in all prior history, and that does not show any signs of slowing down. And the same is really true for almost every area of science. So go after it, and as parents or grandparents or grown-ups in general, if we can help kids pursue those passions and get outside into nature along the way, that is one of the greatest gifts that we can ever give them.
Young Miles may not have found his lifelong passions quite yet, but as he reads You Can Be a Paleontologist with his dad, he is inspired by the Stegosaurus picture and suddenly remembers the dinosaur song he is most passionate about.
My name is Stegosaurus.
No.
I'm a funny looking dinosaur.
No, I want to tell you.
Okay, tell me.
My name is Stegosaurus. I'm a funny looking dinosaur.
And oh my goodness, Miles. You're melting
many,
my heart.
Many plates.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.
More. Sometimes a dinosaur wants to come and fight. I don't use fists. I use my tail. Has four sharp, sharp spikes. One, two, three, four.
That's cool, buddy.